good morning and happy Wednesday. Mix 108 Morning Brew along with Tony Hart, Nick Cooper. Hello. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
Coming up this morning, one of the State Fair grandstand performers for the Minnesota State Fair, which starts a week from tomorrow already, Tony.
Oh, God, that's... That's kind of depressing.
Yeah. Summer's flying by. They had some great things to say about the State Fair.
All right.
So we'll get to that later on this morning. Plus, Nick's nonsense is about a Major League Baseball player and something in Wisconsin that they find kind of off-putting. Okay. So we'll get to that. Plus, a question that I'm sure a lot of folks find interesting, difficult to deal with, maybe. When should you say I love you first in a relationship? Like, how long should that take before you say that? It's a loaded question.
You're going to open up that can of worms.
It's a loaded question. So the reason I bring this up is because there's an expert.
I thought you were going through this in your life.
No.
We can all help you, Nick.
There's an expert that has a length of time in mind. They say if you don't get the phrase I love you from somebody by this time, the relationship's hosed.
Well, I think there probably is there should probably be some kind of time limit. That's to the individual, though.
But you might be surprised by what this person says.
Somebody for a couple years and they don't, and you say I love you and they don't reciprocate, then maybe time to move on a little bit.
Right, but I mean, you may be surprised by the response of this expert.
So I'm interested to hear what quote-unquote expert thinks.
Right. A lot of dating experts out there that have different, expertises in that field. Mm-hmm. So yes. We'll get their take. And I want your responses to that when we get to that later on this morning. Song in 60s on the way soon. And Tony, it is your day today to have a song.
Yep, I got a song all ready to go.
He has one, he says. So we're going to play in a couple minutes. Music for Dua Lipa now here in Mix It Away.
Mix 108. Good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick. It's time to play Song in 60. Now, the rules are simple. I have a song in my head, and I'm going to try to give you clues to see if we can figure out what that song is. Obviously, I can't give the artist's name. I can't use any of the words in the title of the song. So here we go. Nick, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Song in 60 timer starts right now. Guitarist, duet. Lead singer.
This is all over the place.
Another big band. Let's see here.
You said guitar. I was thinking like.
Well, I really could give you this.
Lenny Kravitz, John Mayer.
No. Classic rock guitarist. Rebirth.
Santana.
Santana. Yes. Not rough, but
smooth. Rob Thomas. Very nice.
Santana with Rob Thomas from Matchbox 20. This was a huge hit in 1999. It's called Smooth.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Morning and happy Wednesday. So State Fair starts a week from tomorrow. And first off, I know that's kind of shocking. Reminder that
I haven't been in years.
Really? You need to go.
Yeah, I haven't been in years. I don't even know. I know Rose has been to the State Fair. I don't even know if Harrison has gone to the State Fair yet. I have to think about that. But you got to take the kids when they're young to just experience the fair once, I think.
Right. Yeah. Well, between the food and the animals and the rides.
Take them to the haunted house. It's a rite of passage.
Yes. Challenge them to the all-you-can-drink milk.
Yeah.
So anyway, one of the performers for the Minnesota State Fair at the Grandstand, Chance the Rapper.
Oh, yeah. He's great. I love Chance.
Fun, talented guy. Lots Super of fun. Talented, yeah. He is performing the second night of the State Fair. So a week from Friday, the 23rd, mm-hmm. He's doing a show. And so he's only done a couple of like pop-up things so far this year.
Yeah, he doesn't have like a full tour on right now, right?
And if you go to his website, the homepage of his website just says, hey, I'm doing a show in Minnesota. You should come.
Oh, that's funny.
And that's the only date on his upcoming schedule is at the State Fair.
That's cool. Good for the State Fair landing that. Is there a reason why he wants to come to the State Fair?
So he did an interview recently with the Star Tribune, and he said, I hear it's the State Fair.
Well, he's not wrong.
He says Texas has a big one.
No, yeah, they do.
But if you're going to play a State Fair, Minnesota is the one to play. And so he's working on a new album, and it's not done yet. He doesn't have a date for release yet. And so he's been doing a little things here and there where he pops up randomly. He'll do a show, kind of get his name out there. He'll sample some new music. He's playing some of the hits, you know, kind of a part of a thing he's doing, I guess. But he decided, I'm going to do the Minnesota State Fair as like the big thing I'm doing this year.
Nice.
Yeah, which is kind of a neat deal. So he's been to the State Fair before. So the way he talked about it kind of made it sound like he's never been there before. Mm-hmm. He did play at the State Fair as the opening act for Macklemore back in 2013. Mm-hmm. So just opening act for that show a little over 10 years ago. But he's coming back as the headliner next Friday, the 23rd. And just had glowing things to say about, because he talked to Lizzo, who, of course, has deep Minnesota ties.
Yeah, I wonder if on a show like this where it's kind of a one-off deal, like he brings friends with him, is there going to be some appearances? Is he going to do some special things? Be on the lookout for that. But tickets are still available for the show. Tickets range from $48. I don't know how many of those are left.
Sure.
Let me see. $48. None.
Okay. So the higher-end tickets, probably.
$68. Let's see here. You can get some $68 tickets, it looks like. But they range up to $148.
Yeah, there's a number of tiers.
But at least it looks like they got some of the mid-priced tickets available still, so you don't have to spend an arm and a leg, or at least an arm.
I think it'd be fun to see live some fun music. Like I said, I wonder if he does, you know, surprise people with some stuff too. Like,
yeah, I think this would be a perfect show for some surprises to happen. Yeah, that's pretty funny that on his website,
that's it.
Just got a banner running across it. I'm having a show in Minnesota, and you should come.
Right.
Okay.
It's going to be a party.
It's a simple invite. I like it.
It is. He's the second night. Becky G is the opener for the State Fair on Thursday. Then it's Chance the Rapper. I mean, there's a variety of different stuff. Ludacris and T-Pain going to be there on the 27th. If I wasn't out of town, I'd want to go to that show so bad. John Party, Motley Crue, Steven Sanchez, Matchbox 20.
Motley Crue's going to be there.
Yeah.
They aren't what they used to
be. Well, yeah. Yeah, there's that.
The State Fair is getting a lot of hype this year, particularly for some reason. There's a lot of like influencer YouTubers and stuff like that specifically coming to this year's Minnesota State Fair. I've seen a lot of that. So
that's interesting.
It should be a lot of hype this year around the State Fair. Like, it's becoming a national thing now.
Well, if it's developed a reputation.
It's slowly becoming like a thing where
it's the thing.
Like almost a destination.
Which is awesome. Yeah. So I wonder if we're going to see new records. I know Wisconsin State Fair saw new records for attendance. We'll probably see the same thing in Minnesota. Oh,
I predict that this will be the biggest Minnesota State Fair in history.
Wow.
Bold prediction. How many days is the fair?
Is it 10 days?
August 22nd through September 2nd. So yeah, that would be something like that. I predict every day but one will be a record-breaking day.
12.
Every day but... So there'll be 11 record-breaking days.
Wow.
Bold predictions. One day that's going to rain, and it won't be a record-breaking day, but 11 of the 12 days of the Minnesota State Fair this year will be record-breaking days, my prediction.
Bold predictions and hot takes from Tony Hart on a Wednesday morning.
Double or nothing?
You still owe me lunch, my friend.
That's what I'm saying. Double or nothing?
No.
He's like, I still want that free lunch.
Collect that payout here. If you want to learn more about the performers, what's new at the State Fair, the new beverages, the new triple foods, we've got it all on the Mix mobile app at mixitaway.com. Nick's Nonsense on a Wednesday morning. We head to Milwaukee.
Okay.
As you mentioned. So if you follow baseball, you might know the name Mookie Betts.
Yes, I've heard the name.
He plays for the Dodgers, so he's not a player for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Sure.
But they come to town to play the Brewers once in a while.
Perfect baseball name. Like, any name where you can be like, Mookie, or, you know, like, you can just, you know.
Yeah. So he refuses to stay with the team when they go to Milwaukee.
Oh, has he got friends and family there?
No. So apparently they stay at the Pfister Hotel in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Which is apparently haunted.
Oh, really?
And he refuses to stay there.
Oh, that's funny.
This is not the first time this has happened.
Listen, sports people can be very superstitious.
Oh, for sure.
And this is obviously one of those situations. You don't want to mess with a haunted hotel, though.
So
I've seen those movies before.
Well, correct. So apparently the hotel was built in 1893. It's allegedly haunted. During the trips that they make to Milwaukee, will book an Airbnb. He did the same thing in May when the team headed to Milwaukee. It's like, I'm not staying at that hotel.
I wonder how common that is. I'm sure that happens once in a while in sports.
You would think so. So he said at the time, he initially didn't really believe in ghosts.
He had to get like permission though to do, like, usually these teams are like
security.
They got security and they got like curfews that. Yep. Like, he had to get permission from the coach or the team. And had to give an explanation why he didn't want to.
He's also like one of the stars on the team, too. If like random second baseman guy,
they probably would have to deal with the haunted hotel.
Right. So he said, I don't necessarily believe in ghosts, but just in case.
Just in case.
I get it.
You don't want to mess with it. I get it.
Apparently, he has stayed at the hotel before. And every noise he'd hear, he'd be like, is that a ghost? So even though he says he doesn't believe in ghosts. Yeah.
What is it, the Pfister Hotel?
Yeah, PF.
Okay.
Spelled it wrong. Yeah, I don't know where in Milwaukee it is, but I'm guessing it's somewhere in the downtown
Pfister
area.
Pfister Hotel, Milwaukee. Yeah, it does look like a haunted hotel.
Does it?
I got to say, it does look like something the Ghostbusters would visit.
So
beautiful and remodeled inside, though. That's the thing. Like, all the rooms look really nice and modern. It's not... like you're staying,
staying in what
like
looks
the like the ghosts have been remodeled out of the place.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
They're remodeled out.
That's the deal. So you don't necessarily blame Mookie, but at the same time,
apparently there's a hotel that looks just like the Radisson in Duluth right next door to this hotel.
Interesting.
Uh-huh.
Huh. Wild. Well, good luck to Mookie.
Good luck, my man. Good luck.
We'll see what's trending at the top here in a bit of Mix It Away. Good morning.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square media station.
Well, good morning. Happy Wednesday, 7:04 and 61 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. We'll see you high today around 80 once again. Mostly sunny through the day. A few clouds mixed in there. A little bit of that haze we've been seeing. And then we see some rain come into the picture this evening. And that rain will hang around again tomorrow and Friday. Temperature is going to be cooler during those rainy conditions. We'll see maybe 70 or so.
I knew you were going to say it was going to be colder, but I couldn't remember when I woke up this morning and I got dressed if you said it was going to be today or tomorrow.
No, today will be 80.
So I went with shorts.
Okay. Yeah, you made a good decision. When the rain comes, like, Thursday, Friday.
Is it today or tomorrow?
Now, the good news is the cooler, rainier stretch for those that enjoy the sunnier, warmer conditions. Those return again Saturday and Sunday. Back to sun and around 80 once again for Saturday and Sunday. So get through a little rain and cooler conditions to end the week, and then we're back to warmer stuff.
The big conversation going into the Minnesota Vikings training camp this year was the development of rookie quarterback J.J. McCarthy. Well, it appears that it's over before it began. The rookie quarterback missed a practice over the weekend, and then he had the game on Saturday, but he was complaining about knee soreness afterwards. Well, it turns out that McCarthy has a torn meniscus.
Do we know, did this happen during the game, or?
I don't know that anybody's said when it exactly happened, or if this was a thing. I don't know.
Aggravated during the game, maybe.
Maybe. So he's got to have surgery, J.J. McCarthy. So that pretty much solidifies that Sam Darnold will be the starting quarterback
for
your Minnesota Vikings. Torn meniscus, depends on the surgery he has. Recovery could take anywhere from 6 weeks to 6 months, depending on what it is.
Great.
So maybe there's a chance, but honestly, if I were the Vikings, I would park him on the bench this season, have him watch, and just chill. This might be a blessing in disguise.
Well, see, here's the thing about that. So
nobody's going to be complaining that he's not starting now.
The plan, at least the plan that the public was told, the fans were told, was that he was going to sit behind Sam Darnold for a while.
Yeah.
So this is now kind of cementing that happening.
Yeah.
The only downside would be, and I'm going to say this.
Don't even throw it out there. I know what you're going to say. Don't say it. Oh, move on. we don't need to talk about what the what ifs, okay? We're already cursed as a team.
Remember last year?
We're already cursed as a team.
Remember last year? I hope that doesn't happen again.
All right. McCarthy did actually pretty good in the Saturday game against Las Vegas. He threw for 2 touchdown passes, 188 yards.
Rough start, but then he turned it around.
188 yards, went 11 for 17. Not bad. Vikings ended up winning the game 24-23.
I believe
that was their first preseason win under Kevin O'Connell.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'm pretty sure.
So, I don't know. I'm sure we'll get more word after the surgery happens about recovery timelines, but
yeah,
just know that the team is cursed and, you know, whatever. We just continue to...
So the good news is while he's not going to be able to be actively practicing or maybe not starting anytime soon, this is not the type of injury from everything I've heard that is going to, you know, impact him long term. It's not like he ruptured his... never mind.
Don't!
Not saying anything.
Let's not throw anything out in the universe today.
Yep.
So if you want to read more about McCarthy and his injury and see what the team has to say, you can hit up the Mix 108 app or go to Mix108.com.
Music on the way for you soon from Elton John and Britney Spears. It's... Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Wednesday.
I love the new meme person of the week.
Yeah.
That we get these days. Like, for a while there, it was the Hawk Tour girl. Now we've replaced it with Ray Gun.
Yep.
Ray Gun is the new it thing right now. Of course, she's the Australian breakdancer that's going viral right now for her. Some say terrible. I mean, it's going to make her $1 million performance.
Yeah.
You know, none of the other breakdancers are going to make $1 million.
It depends on how you want to judge it, really.
Like, I just saw an ad for a Funko Pop with her. Like, they're doing a limited edition. Really? Yeah. In her, like, one little pose that she does, like the kangaroo pose. But she's going to make $1 million on this or more.
That's fantastic.
She's,
Well, didn't I hear that
that's all you need to do now these days is act a fool.
Yep.
And you can instantly become a millionaire.
Any ideas of what you want to do?
You can't really plan. Well, I don't know. She might have planned this, actually, but...
Well, you got to think there was a routine plan there.
Yeah, I mean, she didn't go in with, like, fantastic moves planned and then just all of a sudden decided to imitate Australian animals during it.
Yeah.
You know?
Anyways. So I'm going to... crack open a conversation piece that a lot of people...
Well, I was actually spending some time thinking about this last night.
Okay.
And I didn't even click on the link to see where, the answer, because I want to learn with everybody else here.
So there is a relationship expert. An individual who apparently has a no-nonsense approach to dating.
No-nonsense.
So with that knowledge, they have this individual, Jake Maddock is the person's name. They say if your significant other is not willing to say and does not, like, comfortably say, I love you within a certain amount of time, dump their behind and move on.
Well, what's that amount of time?
That amount of time?
This is what I'm waiting for.
3 months. 12 weeks.
Yeah, that seems fair.
That seems okay.
That seems fair. That seems legitimate.
Interesting.
I think.
Okay.
Anywhere between that 3 and 6 month time frame, I think, is key for a new relationship.
See, I was in a guess a little closer. Like, if I were to try to...
3 months does seem like a long time, but...
Three months seems like a long time, you said?
Well, I mean, like, in the terms of, like, okay, like...
Into a good, like, legit relationship.
Like, if you're, like, start dating somebody and you're dating them, maybe it seems like a long time, 3 months. But, I mean, that'll fly by pretty quick, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. What were you going
to
say?
I was going to say, so in that window, maybe, like, later toward the more the six-month window to me.
Well, so you're a wait-a-while kind of guy. Well, this could explain a lot, Nick. This could explain a lot right now.
What are you saying?
If you're waiting to the more the 6 month time frame, maybe this is right here.
So there are people who have responded to this statement. Mm-hmm. This expert who has made this suggestion on social media and has a TikTok channel and everything else. There are some people who say, you know, I don't know if that's such a good idea. There's actually one person who said, I think you need more time to deepen the relationship before you make such a statement.
And honestly, it's it's on the individual and
that's
on the relationship. Maybe you're just slowly dating somebody and not, you know.
Well, and so that's really the right answer is, yeah, there's probably there's an expiration date. There should be. Absolutely, there should be. Mm. But it putting its time stamp on it universally is probably not the best idea because every relationship, every couple's different.
Oh, sure, yeah.
There are some people who commented on this statement from this expert saying, are you worried about people doing something called love bombing, where you're saying it just to say it, you're getting it out of the way, and you don't mean it, and then things go, you know.
Well, I hate to say this, but a lot of guys will say it just to, just...
You're saying there's a lot of love bombers out there?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how many there are, but okay. I can definitely, you know, guys will say things
okay.
to try to, you know, close the deal, I guess.
Okay.
If you want to put it that way. You know?
Sure.
So you got to be careful on that. Okay. He's not just saying it, or she, I guess, is not just saying it to, let's say, close the deal.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, it's a tough situation. It's one of those things where I think you got to just trust your eternal clock on that one. You know what I mean? To put a timestamp on it is probably not the best idea, but you do need to be aware of that because you don't want to be like just waiting infinitely for something like that with somebody either. So
7402 Mix is our phone number. When did you tell if you're married right now,
right?
Like, do you remember how long it took for either you or your significant other to say, I love you?
We had a long-term relationship.
How long did it take?
Or how long do you think it should have taken? Maybe it took longer or shorter than you expected?
Or did somebody shoot an I love you and didn't get an I love you back?
Ooh.
That's a tough one
That hurts.
7402-MIX is our phone number. 7402-MIX. We'd love to hear from you this morning and find out when your love started. Was it 1 month, 2 months, 6 months?
Has it yet showed up?
Still waiting? 7402-MIX. Good morning. It's the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Wednesday. So earlier we were talking about a story. There's a dating expert, got a, you know, online presence who recently made a statement that he believes if it takes longer than 3 months to say I love you in a relationship, probably not worth your time. Move on. Some people might agree with that. Some people might disagree with that. We're looking for your thoughts on that or if you have any stories related to that. So we've got a couple kind of stories related to saying I love you for the first time. So one of them is not the traditional story. And I thought this was kind of funny. So Jessica said, I was wrapping up a phone call with a client and I said, love you, bye.
Nah.
At the end
of
the call.
That's funny.
Jessica said, I was horrified. I just got off the phone with my husband before the call, and he was apparently still on my mind. So, not the traditional I love you first time story, but...
That's funny. That's where you got to reply, love you back.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Mike actually had a little bit more of a story related to what we're talking about. Mike said, I had what you'd call a love at first sight situation with somebody. After about 2 months, after the end of a nice date... said, I love you. And she said, thank you. I was so embarrassed.
Oh, ouch.
Now, the good news is Mike
first
said.
First date, though?
No. After a couple months. After after a couple months.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
He said about 2 months.
All right.
Now, the good news is Mike does say they've been together now for about 2 years. So
that's nice. And I'm
sure
still
together.
Reciprocated it by now.
By now, you would imagine.
Yeah. Stephanie said, I love this. Feel it once, analyze.
Okay.
Feel it again. Acknowledge to self that you are having feelings, but wait to allow the processing of those feelings.
Okay.
Feel it a third time. Consider that it may be real.
Wow.
And if it continues after that, just say it. Just say it.
Pretty deep and philosophical.
I like that, though. Yeah. Like, if you feel it, like, okay, maybe it's just because you had a really good date, you know, analyze a little bit, go home. Talk to some friends, and if you wake up the next day and you're like, God, I love that person.
To borrow a phrase from the movie Twisters, main character guy says, if you feel it, chase it, or something like that, I think, in the movie. So,
and he's not talking about tornadoes like that, right?
Well,
is my guess.
Well,
Glenn Powell. Yeah, I know. Jason Twisters.
Wow. So if you've got any thoughts on the subject at all, any stories or anything, thank you to the folks that have shared those stories.
Now, the first time I told Mindy that I loved her, I actually we were talking about olives or something, and I said, I olive you or something like that. And it was kind of a joke, kind of eased into it, and then it eventually evolved into the full L word.
That's
still kind of a thing, the olive you thing.
That doesn't surprise me.
What? What is that supposed to mean?
You're right, a joking kind of guy.
Okay, all right,
that's all I'm saying.
Not a very serious type of fella.
I mean, you can be. I've seen that too. But you're pretty, you know. So that's surprising to me.
I got you.
Is what I'm getting at.
All right, I love you, Nick.
Aw. All of you. Is all that what you were saying?
Yeah, all of you. I think she was going to like a trip to New York or something like that. And then I said it. I don't even remember the timeline, but. That's how it first started.
Aww.
As kind of a joke, and then it evolved.
Happily ever after.
Not a joke that I meant it. Like, sure. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I got you. I got
so
you.
So long ago now, what does it matter?
Talking about just a few short years ago, man.
A few short years ago. Okay.
Couple kids later, and you know.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Music on the way for you soon from Ed Sheeran and Tate McRae. More coming up here on Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix What Away Morning Brew on a Wednesday morning. So, Tony, are you familiar with the underground mine tours you can do or normally can do up at the state park up by Lake Vermilion?
You know, it was one of those things earlier this summer. Didn't they just reopen earlier this year? So,
well, that's why I bring this up.
And then, so when that happened, we're like, I was like to Mindy, oh, we should take the kids. I think that they would really enjoy this. It'd be a lot of fun. Yep. And then I saw that, well, I guess we won't be doing that this
year. That's why I bring this up is because they shut down a combination of the pandemic, and then they also did some restoration. They put like almost $10 million into work in and around the mine, park and stuff like that. And they reopened in May.
Yep.
After 4-ish years of being closed.
And I remember looking at the calendar to try to pick out some dates.
Yep.
And like, it was full. Like the calendar was completely full for a couple months.
Right.
So I was like, well, we should do this later in the summer because everything is full.
Uh-huh. Wow.
So people were visiting and it was getting
a few weeks.
Yeah.
So they opened up to the public at the end of May for tours. Yep. And it's kind of neat because you get to go about a half mile underground and go check out it's the oldest mine, the deepest mine in the state of Minnesota as part of this tour. Well, they were opened up for a couple of weeks and then that torrential rain in June.
Yeah.
Well, it flooded out the mine and there was a bunch of problems. And so they've been dealing with that since. And they're not going to be open again for the rest of the year this year.
Jeez.
Now, that's obviously been the case since June that they shut down. The reason I'm bringing this up now is because as an update to the situation, if you haven't heard, they're just hoping to maybe open again next year. Eventually. They're not saying it'll never happen again. But the situation that kind of led to where they are right now is, so they got all that rain. I mean, it was inches and inches of rain. Plus, there was a power outage at the park, which led to some of the pumps not being able to work.
And then on top
of that, some of the floodwater brought silt down into where the pumps are, which made the pumps give them problems.
Right. So basically, this kind of more revolves around a power outage than anything because of the pumps.
Yeah, combination of factors, but that was a big part of it, apparently. Oh. So anyway, they've been working on that situation. And then as of a couple weeks ago, they said, we're still slowly working at getting it back. Eventually is the deal. But
resources for them are limited. So they can do.
They're working on it because it draws, I mean, tens of thousands of people every summer. And when they open up. But they've not been open for a couple of years, so people like you were excited to check it out this year when they finally got opened again.
Yeah, we were pumped. We were ready to go, but guess not. Yep. See you next year, I guess.
So that's the hope anyway. We got some additional details on our website and mobile app. That's one of those things I would love to do that. I don't have never had any immediate plans to. Obviously, haven't been able to for the last couple of years, but it'd be neat to do that. You know, go and see that mine. And they've used that space for experiments over the years. Like, didn't they use that for wasn't like NASA or somebody using it?
Yeah, I remember reading that.
Because it's so deep underground.
A blog or something about that. Yeah.
So it's an interesting, there's a lot of history in that area.
But, well, if they do decide to open up next year and you want to go, make sure to make your reservations early. Because I can tell you that my experience this year when they reopened, was like, wow, it filled up quick. Because you got to make reservations.
They do know, by the way, if you did have reservations, and obviously you can't go now, there's a way to, if you've got payment that you've made, there's a way to get that back and everything else too. So again, all that is on our website, mobile app. There is still plenty of other things to do at the park. I know people have shared on our Facebook page when we shared the story. There's still above ground tours. There's stuff to do at the park. Like, there's a lot to do there still. It's just that attraction.
It's just the main attraction.
Is just not open for a while anyway, unfortunately. We'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes. Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Nah.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square Media station.
Today, nice. Around 80, mostly sunny. Rain comes into the picture tonight. We'll see rain tomorrow and Friday with cooler temperatures, upper 60s to around 70 on Thursday, around 70 again on Friday with those rain chances. The greater chance of rain is Thursday of the two. Then we clear out. We'll see drier conditions around 80 for the weekend, Saturday and Sunday.
Beautiful.
Yeah, should be very nice.
So a couple of road closures to be aware of. I-35 single lane closures are happening today between 27th Avenue West and Garfield Avenue.
Yep.
Until 5:30 today. So be aware if you're traveling on 35 today that you might experience some delays. And the Blotnick Bridge closure that was originally scheduled for tomorrow, it was going to go from like 6 p.m. to 6 a.m., has been rescheduled for August 19th through the 20th. So it will now close from 6 a.m. Monday, August 19th, through 6 a.m. Tuesday, August 20th.
Okay.
So this closure is needed to complete, are you ready for this? The final bypass connections providing direct access to and from northbound and southbound.
Wow.
Life is about to change for those of you who travel back and forth to Duluth daily.
No kidding.
Or I should say back and forth to Superior every day. Either way. But yeah, so life will change and seems like it'll get a little bit better once these interchange open. Wow. I would assume next week once they get the connections
done. Sounds like after a couple days of work there, so that's exciting news.
Yeah, no idea.
Says the guy that doesn't deal with it every day, unlike you.
Yeah. It'll be nice to have that back for sure.
No kidding. Hey, coming up soon, we're going to talk to somebody who is a big part of a fun event coming later on this month, Tony.
Very nerd-friendly, nerd-centric event that I am excited about, and I know you are, too, as a fellow nerd. Yes. So we'll have another, it'll be like a trifecta of nerdism in here or something, I don't know.
We'll learn more about that event coming to the Twin Ports area in a little while. Music for you now from Sabrina Carpenter here on Mix 108. Good morning.
Mix 108, good morning. It is the Morning Brew. It's Tony and Nick, and we got a special guest joining us in studio. Coming up here in just a couple weeks is TeamCon at the deck, and Steve joins us this morning. Steve, how are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me in.
Yeah, so TeamCon, excited for this. Tell me a little bit about the name TeamCon, where that came from really quick.
Yeah, everybody asks the same thing.
Like, am I missing it?
You're not missing it.
As certified nerds as Nick and I are, we're like, are we missing something in the nerd world here?
Right, you are definitely not missing. You're just missing... You're missing a nerd, a singular nerd, as in me.
That's you. Okay.
I'm Teeb.
So, okay, so that's your nickname.
It was a nickname at work. I work at Northwood Children's Services, and they would call me Teeb, because it kind of sounds like Steve, and there was a bunch of Steves that worked there, so Teeb. So we had a party last year for my birthday that we're like, oh, it's going to be kind of like a little convention in my yard, and my friend was like, call it TeebCon, and we're like, hey, ha-ha, funny, let's do that.
Yeah.
Fast forward a year, now there's like a legitimate convention at the deck.
Look at
and
that.
We just picked that name.
That's very cool.
And thought it would be kind of funny. I've got the thumbs up picture and called it TeamCon.
So you're a certified nerd like Nick and I.
Right.
You've been to lots of these cons and festivals. And this is one of those pop culture, gaming. What am I missing here?
Special guests, vendors, sci-fi, anime, panels. We've got Lori Fetrick, who is Ice in American Gladiators, so kind of that genre, too.
Right, sure.
So a little bit across, like, the whole gamut of nerd culture. Like, there'll be something for each area.
Why don't we talk about some of the special guests you have coming
absolutely.
In? They'll do signings and photographs, stuff like that.
Oh, absolutely, they're super stoked to be here, each one of them. I've had personal contact with. So we have some... kind of local celebrities. Mm-hmm. Dave Wheeler from Minneapolis. He's a comic book artist.
Okay.
Been all over the country at conventions. He is amazing. He'll do commissions on site.
Nice.
Dylan Jacobson and Travis Bentley are from the upper Midwest, Iowa, and South Dakota. They're comic book artists as well. Elliot Rahal is a comic book writer out of the Twin Cities, so he'll be there.
Cool.
We also have Madeline Morris, Jared Green. Both of them are anime voice actors.
Nice.
Both have been on My Hero Academia. Madeline Morris is currently in Mushoku Tensei, which is a pretty big anime right now. Jared Green's been in tons of stuff. I can't even name them all. Both will be there. We have Leilani Shu, who plays the first named Jawa in the Star Wars universe.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Tika the Jawa in Obi-Wan.
Nice.
So she'll be there. Martin Kleba, most people know him as Marty in the Pirates of the Caribbean series. The little person who shoots the musket and goes flying back, that famous scene.
Yeah. Okay. That's
and
cool.
Martin will be here. So he's super excited. We have Kim Simmons. He is the Star Wars photographer who did all of the toy photography. So old guys like me that grew up playing with Star Wars toys held his art every time we opened a Star Wars
toy. That's the stuff I love, like that little kind of quirky stuff. Like we went to Star Wars Celebration and I met like the artist who did the Blu-ray art for one of the Star Wars things and he just signed my Blu-ray. Like, that's super cool. Like,
all of those things.
I love all the art and all that stuff. So there's also a gaming element involved, right?
There's a huge gaming element. So we've worked with local gaming stores, The Lock Cafe and Games, Level Up in Superior, Globe News in Superior, Play Unplugged in Ashland. All of those groups are putting together gaming tournaments.
Uh-huh.
So we have Warhammer 40K, a major national qualifier going on. We have Magic the Gathering. We have a draft on Saturday. We have a Pauper event on Sunday. Kings of War, which is a big Munis game as well. Lady of the Lake tournament, which has been going on for decades in Duluth. That will be at the event. There'll be Digimon. There'll be Star Wars Unlimited. Ward the Card Game, which is a pretty big Minnesota-based TCG. Named the official TCG of the Vikings.
Oh, wow.
So that's a big deal. They're going to be showcasing their new generation and doing tournaments on site as well.
Nice.
So there's a huge gaming element. And the more that I've learned, there's a lot of gaming developers in the area. There's Atlas Games up in Proctor. They're going to be there.
Nice.
Oaken Hollow out of the Cloquet area. They're going to be there.
It's great to support these local developers.
Regional, yeah.
I love
that.
Which, and I think that's something, as we were talking before we came on the air about this, is there's a lot of these different types of events, but that's one of the things that makes this one really neat is there's some good local ties, and it's in a cool place as well.
Yeah, right. I mean, every time that I've talked to somebody and I say Duluth, they're like, we're there.
Nice.
It's right on Lake Superior. You could like go from the deck over to the lake walk, go down the canal. You can even go up the shore. I mean, it's beautiful. End of August is like heaven on earth in the Duluth area. So everybody has been super supportive of coming up here.
And so let's talk a little bit about that. When is this? You mentioned end of August, but what should people know for time frame on this?
Yeah, absolutely. So the actual event, TeebCon event at the deck, is August 24th and 25th. It's a Saturday and Sunday. We have events running all day Saturday from early as 10 a.m. Well, the gaming actually starts earlier.
Okay.
So gaming registration for a lot of tournaments start at 8 a.m.
Okay.
And it'll run till 7. And then we have after-hours events as well. We've got some of our special guests doing after-hours, some 18-plus shows. And then on Sunday, we'll run, again, from early in the morning, registration gaming, the pop culture running at about 10 until 6 p.m. that night.
And just really quick, we're running out of time, but I just want to mention that we are that you guys are also doing a lot with nonprofits and helping out there. So really quick, just kind of mention some of that you're doing.
Yes, we are a nonprofit group. So this convention is not big corporate. It's not making money for the big business. It is nonprofit. We are giving back to three charity partners. One is the Minnesota Masonic Clinic for Communication Disorders here in Duluth.
Okay.
The other is Pediatric Oncology Treasure Chest, which the closest one is in Rochester.
Okay.
And then the MNSWCA Mental Wellness Scholarship to help train our local providers to give mental health services to our community.
Okay.
And that is a huge piece that will always be part of our
events. So have some fun, do some good, and it looks like it's going to be a fun weekend. We wish you the best, Steve. Again, MNSW. CA.org is the website, yes. Or just Google TeebCon, TeebCon.com, or just Google that.
Just Google that, and you'll find up. It. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Steve, best of luck. Can't wait to hang out with you that weekend, and we'll see everybody at TeebCon.
Awesome. Thank you.
You bet.
Arr, matey, it's time to dig in me chest and check out Tony's TikTok treasures. What will we find in there today?
AI continues to make inroads in all parts of our lives, including shopping. If you've done any shopping on Amazon lately, you might have realized that AI is, of course, incorporated a lot within the Amazon app. I do like how they put all the reviews together.
Summarize the reviews, AI. What people are saying.
That's smart, and I like that.
Yeah.
Some of their stuff is kind of strange, but the sellers are also getting involved in the AI, and there's a lot of AI-generated product images.
Oh, boy.
So keep an eye out for these as you're shopping on Amazon or some of these other platforms.
Okay.
This one particular TikToker found a whiteboard.
Oh.
Like a whiteboard that you would put on a fridge.
Okay,
like
so a smaller whiteboard size one.
For your family, you'd write your schedule down, some things to do, goals for the day. You know, it's got mood on there, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know, a little daily tracker, if you will. But this TikToker realized that some of the stuff written on the whiteboard and the photo itself was probably generated by AI. Take a listen. Or not.
Until I zoomed in. I found this dry erase planner in Amazon, and I thought it was normal until I zoomed in. Whoever this woman is has the craziest lifestyle I have ever seen. Let's start with her schedule for today. 7 a.m., take a show, Ren. 8 a.m., take un umbnella. 9 a.m., eat breakfast. And then 10 a.m., go to sleep. I know she's only been awake for 3 hours, but when you take a show, Ren, and un umbnella back to back, you gotta take a nap.
So all this stuff is spelt terribly wrong, S-H-O-U-R-E-N. Umbrella is spelled U-M-B-N-E-L-L-A.
For an hour. 11 o'clock, have a meeting. 12 o'clock, noon sleep. Noon every day, you should be on your second nap.
Yes.
1 p.m., feed stray cats, and then she's good, I guess. Now, on her to-do list, which is separate from her schedule, she also has to get up, and remember, with the amount of naps she has, she kind of has to remind herself this. Stant to work.
Stant.
Eat lunch. Have dinen with min pite. Go to wonk. And napain fawn meeting. Min pite is flexible. You can sort of show up at his house to have dinner whenever. But wait, all that stuff was actually optional because it wasn't on must get done today. On must get done today, she has running, push-ups, jump ropes, sit-ups, fitness workouts. And if you think all of that stuff should count under fitness workouts, then clearly you're not the athlete she is. She's also planned out everything she's going to eat for the day, including one fragrant pear. And if that doesn't seem like enough food for one day, don't worry, because tomorrow for breakfast, she will be eating 1,234,567 chicken sumptuouses. You know what they say about chicken sumptuouses? You can't have just 1,234,566. Anyway, what did we learn from all this? What were her achievements for today? Very good. I'm very satisfied. Oh, what is she grateful for? Nothing. The only part of her schedule left blank is gratitude.
So as you're shopping on Amazon or some of these other third-party marketplaces, you know, they have those. Keep an eye out on some of the photos. And you might see some strange things. A lot of the photo creation AIs aren't good at words.
No,
like, which is kind of, they're getting better, but
it's a good telltale sign to be like, yeah, that's fake.
Yeah, that's fake. You look at the words.
Yep.
Count the fingers. It's another big
thing.
That's
another one.
A lot of AI generated models somehow have either 3 or 6 fingers,
or they just look really weird,
or they're morphed together in alien looking hand.
For now, those are good telltale signs until they get better. But
yeah, the writing stuff is pretty funny. So if you want some fun, I'd check out some other maybe whiteboards on Amazon and get some good laughs. There's today's TikTok treasure on Mix 108. Good morning.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Wednesday. It's Nick Cooper and Tony Hart, joined by the WDIO morning team. Good morning.
Yellow.
Hold on.
Yellow. Good morning.
There they are.
There we go.
Good morning, guys.
Hi. How are you?
Oh, we're good. We're We had a busy show. We had the Harbor Monsters on, and then we had nice. Animal Allies in the studio. Yeah. So
like
lots
players?
Of visitors.
Plus election stuff. Lots going on.
Yeah. Like players from the Harbor Monsters?
Yeah, and they did a touchdown celly for us.
Nice. So they're still in town.
They pulled out their dance moves all there.
Nick and I were discussing the other day. I said, Nick brought up that we should have a parade for them down Superior. You know, yeah. like the big championship parades yes, they do yeah. after the Super Bowl. Yeah.
We need to bring out the fanfare. Yeah, they exactly. did win.
And I was like, well, I'm sure they all flew home already.
Well, because some of the guys are local, but some of them are not. You know, most of the guys they flew
was
in.
From Florida.
Yeah, yeah. And he's up here.
Staying here, and he was like, I love it here. The views are to die for.
Oh,
I'm
cool.
from Florida, so it's different. Yeah. Different.
Oh, that's
they didn't nice. They didn't quite say when the next season like already kicks up and starts, because obviously they're probably an off season, but I'm assuming some he said some of them are sticking around for next season, and mm-hmm. he was excited to see what comes.
Yeah, and I know so, a lot of them play in a couple different leagues too, so they'll play yeah. in one league for a couple months, different league, and then go
yeah that's here, so. That's the interesting thing about this is yeah they could play in a couple different leagues, and because the season is relatively short. I mean, they start up in June and then they played through August, and then I think that's a plan mm-hmm. again for next year too. So.
Well, for next season when they win the championship again, when they repeat, we got to plan a parade.
We'll get something together.
I'm single-handedly spearhead that effort if I have to.
I want to pray.
We'll bring out all the bands, all the festival stuff we need to do. I feel like the people here would love that.
Mm-hmm. I think that sounds fantastic. Yeah, it's exciting that you know, we got a new football team and they did as well as they did the first season. So
sounds like more teams are going to be starting up soon too.
Yeah.
So that'll be cool. Yeah, very interested to see more competition.
The mm-hmm. one thing I think is kind of interesting.
They'll have a little bit more to play against. So I think that'll be good to keep. That might grow the season too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know that they're adding, I think, two more teams. One of them is going to be in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. So that'll be another like a Wisconsin-Minnesota border battle there.
Ooh, we love that.
Yeah, exactly. Well, we had the Minnesota-Iowa border battle for the championship. So
yep, that's true. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Iowa-Waterloo.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Woo. It's just a fun name to say, but of course, you know, we're glad we defeated them in the championship. Let's go.
See, and all I think of is Mamma Mia when I hear Waterloo.
I think of that and the seltzer drinks. The Waterloo cans.
Wow, who knew that one word could bring up such different thoughts for many people? Yeah.
Exactly.
But we were talking about how I do love that we're the Harbor Monsters and that it's like that sea monster peeking out.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. So I like the names they come up with because this is all new to me. They're like, obviously, all the local teams are a different branch. So learning all the names was fun.
Absolutely. So let's quickly talk about the weather situation. We've got nice day yet today before things change, right?
Yes. So today is like the pivoting moment. We're going to have some clouds building throughout the day, but it'll remain dry and sunny for the most part. And then when the clock strikes midnight, Cinderella's shoe falls off and everything happens. No. We're going to see lots of showers moving through the region, some widespread rain and some thunderstorms. We'll also see some gusty winds as we get into Friday, but that'll be our little cool stretch. But it'll all clear up and we'll go back to normal by Saturday. So we just got to get through a little bit of a dreary period.
Which brings me to what I was going to mention to the two of you. I know you guys like going on little area adventures. And I forget if you said you had any plans already for this weekend, but Hoghead Festival is going on this week in Proctor.
Ooh. What is that?
Do tell.
So it's named, you hear the name Hoghead, you might think, what does that mean, right? So it's actually a railroading term is what it is. And so it's a celebration because Proctor's got a deep railroad history, but they do it's through most of the week. This week it started, I think, some stuff going on yesterday, today, but the big day is Saturday. So on Saturday there's a parade and a pancake feed. There's a whole bunch of different stuff going on. The weather's gonna be great for it, so if you're looking for something to do.
Interesting.
There you go.
Pancakes, you have my attention.
There you go. All day on Saturday is the big
roast.
Day.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking of pig roast when you said Hoghead.
Yeah. Pig roast.
That would be good. I do not know of any pig roast going on with it, though.
But I can settle for pancakes. Like,
But yeah, there's a bunch of stuff. And then on the end of the day on Saturday, they do fireworks at the golf course in Proctor.
Fireworks. I love that. My sister's coming to town, so maybe we'll catch some fireworks Saturday.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Head on pick up you up. Head. Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, you guys enjoy your Wednesday, and we'll talk to you on what sounds like a drearier day tomorrow.
Yes. Yes. Sounds good. You guys enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.
All right, you too. Take Thanks. Care. See Bye-bye. You later. Bye.
Bye.
We're going to kick off your workday, 108 minutes commercial free, brought to you by The Beard, Nicolay Law, and NicolayLaw.com. That includes music on the way for you from Jelly Roll, Jack Harlow, and more all coming up here in Mix 108.